you go right from there, you lock your plunger. But you don't have. Oh, yeah, so I'm doing this.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So.
I get out of my class. I can't. This is my gotta bring that. Hi, John.
Anyone have any questions before we take this quiz? File 8. Still remember any of this stuff after a week off? Just circle the four best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's crack this test. Dale, there's your... Write in the right answers with a different color ink. Question 1. What books of the Bible are abbreviated by these letters? In the UBS text, E represents the Gospels, A, Acts, P, Pauline Epistles, R, Revelation, C, General Epistles. 2. Which are uncials, papyri, etc.? O3 is an uncial. P2 is supposed to be a papyri. However, if you took it as a capital letter P, I suppose you could say uncial corrector too. 23:14 is a cursive. L is an uncial. O3 is supposed to be an ostraca, but you could put uncial there also. T5 is talisman. L24 is a lectionary. Theta is an uncial.
23:14,
could that be minuscule? Minuscule or cursive, those are the same thing. When referring to Bible manuscripts, a cursive is a manuscript that isn't an uncial. Cursive just means minuscule manuscript. What they do is they define cursive, minuscule, and uncial. That's the style of writing. And then we're all done. We divide the manuscripts into two categories, minuscule and uncial. And then they turn around and use the word cursive as a synonym for minuscule when referring to manuscripts. So in this class, cursive and minuscule are synonymous when referring to manuscripts, but not synonymous when referring to writing styles. Oh, there's a lot of things that textual critics do like that. They use words and have different meanings. Define the following. Lectionary is a portion of the church liturgy that contains quotations of Scripture. It's not writings of the church fathers. That's another whole section. Talisman, good luck charm, ostraca, pottery. Go ahead.
Lectionary, could it be a church lesson book?
Yes, church lesson book. 4. Which is the queen of the cursives? Manuscript 33, or minuscule 33. What do text families indicate about manuscripts in them? Their manuscripts grouped by similar variants. Or geographic areas that manuscripts were copied in. You have to have something down there about text types, different groupings of manuscripts or manuscript families. Question 6. The date spread for uncials is up to about the 9th or 10th century. 1st to 9th or 10th century. Date spread for cursives is from the 9th or 10th century to the 15th century. Go ahead.
If the uncials was 1st through 9th.
Right. Did you put 4th through 9th?
Yeah.
If you put 4th through 9th, now you're considering papyri as a separate category. And that's okay. Papyri then would be 1st to 3rd or 1st to 4th. Notice how uncial now has kind of a thing to it. A manuscript is an uncial or it's an uncial.
So if you were viewing cursive as a writing style, you would put any date. Right?
Well, the date spread for cursives is probably the beginning of the Greek language to the end. And what did we decide there? That was I had the date on that other quiz. Fourth century BC to 12th century AD, something like that. If you put some kind of a spread over there for cursives, because you took that as writing style, we'll give you credit for it. But you probably put down the wrong dates, but anyway. Question 7. The 9 most important manuscripts. Count Chester Beatty as one. Well, we studied 6 uncials. A, B, C, D, W, and Aleph. A, B, C, D, W, and Aleph. That's 6. 33, we said, was important. And then, Beatty, count him as one, and Bodmer as another one. Bodmer's P66, 72, 74, and 75. So there's 9 manuscripts. Question 8. The name of P45 is Chester Beatty, or just Beatty. P52 is Rylands. P66 is Bodmer. Question 9. The order of importance. B, Aleph, A, and C. B, Aleph, A, and C. Well, if they have it half right with one out of order, then give them half. And if it's all mixed up, I guess they don't get anything. But just about any mistake will make 2 off. It'll be about half wrong. Question 10. Define the following. Text. The text is the result of textual criticism. This is the text. The text is not a manuscript. The text is the result of textual criticism, is the end product of looking at many manuscripts. You come up with a text. That's the definition of text according to textual criticism. Copy is just a manuscript. A manuscript. Translation is from one language to another. From one language to another. Question 11. It's M-I-N-U. Yeah. 12. What is the code letter for the following? Vaticanus B. Synodicus Aleph, Alexandrinus A, Ephraemi Rescriptus C, Beza D, Freer W. What are the J manuscripts? They're the manuscripts used in the purple interlinear to give justification for Yahweh in the text. Technically, the J manuscripts are New Testaments translated into Hebrew, which contain the name Yahweh, which the Watchtower Society uses as some kind of textual authority for getting Jehovah into the New Testament. Of course, anybody that knows anything about manuscripts knows that this is one of the silliest uses of scholarship ever. The J manuscripts are technically not Jehovah Witness manuscripts. They're manuscripts used by the Jehovah Witnesses, but they're not produced by the Jehovah Witnesses. Now, how are you supposed to know the answer to that? Using the purple interlinear and getting curious as to all the apparatus at the foot of the page. If you'll notice in the Kingdom Interlinear, they've got apparatus going constantly on every page. They've got variants in there. And what they're trying to do, they'll have J14 and J15 say Jehovah, Aleph, A, B, C, and D say Kurios. And they'll choose J14 and 15 and put Jehovah in the New Testament. Now, in my opinion, they shouldn't even put that in the text. I mean, in the footnotes, because it's just showing how far off they are by admitting such a thing. Question 14. A palimpsest is a manuscript recycled. 15. Name the four best manuscripts. Why, this is a snap. 81, of course. It's in UBS constantly everywhere. It's almost up there with 33. P5. Common sense would tell you to choose a papyri over a minuscule. 157 and 565 are the other two, which are real important minuscules. 61 and 629 are not important. They're the ones that have 1 John 5:7 in them.
So if they miss two and a half, they miss the whole thing, or just one?
Half point apiece.
Thank you for a definition of text. Do you know a book?
What book?
You've got several leaves, some of them on the other book.
Well, that's technically not a text. That's just an old book. That's a codex.
Would the text be an original Greek writing?
Well, it's a stab at getting back to the original. So, a text isn't the autograph, though. So maybe give him half for that. Sounds pretty ambiguous. What's that? Well, half point apiece. Just give them credit for what they've got there. Minus points at the top. Pass them back to the owner. Go ahead.
If you have a question,
Ask it now, and I'll give you a ruling. That way we can total them up. Go ahead.
Cursive writing, isn't that the writing that you said was generally used for writing out receipts?
It was used for books. It's just like our books on the wall. They're all typeset. They're all printing. None of them are ever written with somebody's longhand.
And once again, how is it that the cursive terminology ends up?
The books use the word cursive as a synonym for minuscule, referring to the type of manuscript. Basically meaning a non-unsealed manuscript, 9th century and later. So 33 is said to be a cursive or a minuscule, synonymous. It's a loose usage of the word cursive. Just a loose usage of the word. Well, a text isn't the autograph. Text is this, and this isn't the autograph. So, technically, that would be the autograph, not a text. Another question. Fussy. Go ahead.
What was your answer for 5 again?
Text families are manuscripts grouped by similar variants. What do they indicate about manuscripts in them? Manuscripts that have similar variants.
How about the same, basically the same except for copies, errors, or changes?
Actually, it's the copyist errors that group the manuscripts, not vice versa. Because all manuscripts are in the same text, if we go by where they all agree. If we go by where they disagree, then we group them into several texts, text types, text families. So the person's got an idea there, they just haven't verbalized it in a very accurate way. A lot of technicalities here.
On number 9, if you had, I have L, B, and C.
You should get a half credit for that, like 2 points off. Yeah, because it's worth 4 points. Pass them up to the friend if you've looked it over. Do you want more?
If you're going to give us a test, give us the test on information that we talked about in class.
Just think of all that we're learning here.
They're laughing, but I think they mean amen.
In fact, I do have a test on the information we've talked about in class. It's called the final test. Well, how about a take-home test? Oh, open book, yeah. Open library, open mind, anything you want. Want a take-home test? Good, I've sold you.
You're not on a candidate survey form.
These other guys have been registered doing the rules.
I got no response to this.
Oh, wow.
The worst thing about this take-home test is that the answer sheet costs 25 cents. No, this does cost 25 cents. It's a file. It's a reference file. And
you'll have to pay for it in the library. I don't really have time to lecture on this material.
I'll probably lecture on it tonight only, if I can get through it. File 13 is the answer key. File 16 is the test. Now, as you can well suspect, not all the answers will be on the answer key. But they're in the library. And let's see. We'll take a 5-minute break here, and then I'll give you a few more information here.